And now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Victoria Peterson in Anchorage. Peterson is our intern this spring, and next week she'll be launching the print version of her hyper-local news blog, The Spinardian.
I was born and raised in Spinard, and I know that neighborhood very well, and I wanted to know my neighbors better, and I wanted to know my place better. And I think the best way to do that is to just completely immerse yourself in the neighborhood and report the stories like you think are important for those people, and let those people report on the stories that are important to them as well. And giving them a medium to do that has been really satisfying. It's important for the people who live there that are knowing on that they know what's going on with their community council, different resolutions that they're passing, different things that are opening up or shutting down in their neighborhood, are things that people who live there are always going to want to know first. The history is my favorite part about Spinard because it's just wild. So the city of Anchorage was, you know, built as a railroad town to start building the railroad, developing Alaska, and Spinard was just on the outskirts of that. They didn't have the same liquor laws or any laws really in Spinard, so all the bootlegging that went on there, there's tunnels to this day that still run under the streets of Spinard that were for bootlegging or for God knows what. So it's a very like interesting, secretive, kind of Wild West sort of history that they got going, that we have going on in Spinard. I think generally people look down on it or think that it's like a shady part of town, or, you know, it's Anchorage's old red light district, and it's always going to be Anchorage's old red light district, but it's not that anymore necessarily. And not necessarily changing the way people think about the neighborhood, but inviting different perceptions of that and showing them what is really going on. I think it's really a catalyst of community for, you know, it's a community effort for sure. Because it's not just me anymore, it's other people helping. It's hard, especially in this journalistic climate and this economic climate today, but, you know, you have people who are really passionate about it, and, I mean, I do it out of my pocket, and, you know, I barely make even sometimes, but it doesn't matter because I love it, and I would do it for free forever because it's just something I care about.
Victoria Peterson lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.